Hello, friends. Welcome back to Love Wrestling. Spencer Love here with an individual I'm incredibly excited to chat with. They are a magician, a chat show host, a game show host, a Twitch streamer, a former NWA World Television Champion, and current Impact Wrestling star. It's the outlandish Zicky Dice.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I hope everybody's already, you feel that? I know you can feel that right now.
Oh yeah, the energy's coming all the way up here to Edmonton.
This baby. Thank you for having me.
The thanks is all mine, especially given, like I said, you sent out a tweet that people, you know, send me emails for interviews, and I would be very remiss if I didn't send you one of those, given especially you're going to be a showrunner, adding to the list of accolades here in the next little bit. Of course, January 15th, Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise taking place on Twitch, which is really, really cool as well. And I want to dig into that side specifically. But man, just tell me a little bit first, I guess, how you're doing. And second, your experience, I think, is a first-time showrunner, correct?
You know, I am losing my mind. I'm known as a Swiss Army Knife of Entertainment. There's nothing I can't do. Magician, singing in a band, Twitch streamer, content creator, professional wrestler, husband, brother, son, lover. I don't think I can say lover. Can I, babe? No, we're not going to say lover. But yes, I am throwing my first show. I'm Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise, presented by Twitch. And I'm losing my mind. Right before I got went live with you, I was booking flights for the first time for some 12 to 15 people. And it's quite overwhelming. But here we are. This is I'm known to overfill my plate, and I got to stay busy. And I'm making sure I'm doing that now. A year and a half ago, I partnered with Twitch, and I've been making this pitch to them from as long as I can remember, literally day one in the office. And this past summer, they finally said yes. So we've been working on this behind the scenes, and now we finally announced it. Tickets go on sale this week. So by the time you're watching this, you can go and pick up tickets at zickydice.com. We're partnering up with Tixr, T-I-X-R, to release those tickets to the public. And I'm quite excited. There's a lot I can say about this, Spencer. There's a lot I can't say at the moment, but everyone is soon to find out.
Well, I was going to say you might have to dance around some of the questions, I suppose, there, but let's maybe dip our toes in. What do you maybe look for in a talent when you're looking for someone to appear in the Outlandish Paradise that you'll be presenting? Is there a specific trait? Is it a specific look, something in between? Or what do you sort of look for in a pro wrestler?
Well, we're shooting big. We're shooting to the moon for this event. And I'm looking for someone that it's quite entertaining. Someone that can not only put asses in seats, but can entertain. What Twitch is giving us, a front page stream. I'm expecting over 1 million in foot traffic through the stream. Okay.
Holy shit.
We're limiting this event to 1,000 in house. So I promise you this, you will see stars in a small capacity that you won't be able to see anywhere else. And that's what Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise is bringing to you. So what do I look for? I look for someone that is truly going to entertain and captivate the attention of the masses. Now, there's so many people that claim that can do that. I'm sorry to cut you off, but can they really? If you're a professional wrestler yourself and you're asking yourself, hey, I want to be booked on Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise, well, can you keep me entertained? Can you? Ask yourself deep down and you'll know the honest answer. It's probably no, but that's what I'm here to showcase.
There are certainly a couple of names that come to mind on the former of what you said that will be able to bring that entertainment and put the asses in seat. But I have to ask, and I know that you've given some scoops in the previous interviews you've done before. Are you able to let me in on any specific names that'll be there?
No, I can't do that at the moment. No, I apologize. I can do this. Ever since announcing the event, my messages and social media DMs have been blowing up, and every single message starts with, hey, brother. That's why I'm introducing the Hey Brother Battle Royal. When I announced the match online, the first 100 people to respond with those, you know, the eye emoji that everyone comments on that doesn't really work. Well, this time it will. The first 100 people to comment those eyes, I'm selecting 20 of them to be in the Hey Brother Battle Royal. And guess what they're going to win? I just ordered it a big that check of a million exposure bucks signed by outlandish Zicky Dice.
Absolutely glorious. I knew I'd get a scoop if you asked a direct question. I may not be the one, but that gives me a good excuse to have you back before January 2, right? The other that I do have to ask a little bit is, you know, you're an Impact Wrestling star at this point, and congratulations on the contract, by the way. Are you maybe going to see some crossover in the forbidden door open from Impact to the outlandish paradise?
Oh, we're calling this the freaky door. This is the word things get freaky. It's going to get real freaky real fast. And I am so excited to announce the talent that I have booked on Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise. I'm happy to announce that we've got some sponsors already. One of those very being cool. Collar and Elbow sponsoring the event. Another one being Best Trivia Ever. Well, they'll be providing some trivia questions in between the stream for the chat and those at home cool. With some giveaways, as well as High Spots, who will be taking care of the ring and making sure it looks oh so outlandish.
Love to hear it, man. You love good people supporting good people. And I would have to assume that's one of the reasons amongst many that you would choose to sign with Impact. But a couple of months in, you've definitely gotten, you know, to go back to it. You've gotten more than your toe in the water with them at this point. Have you enjoyed the experience? What have you loved about working for Impact so far?
Yeah, yes. I actually sent a nice text and then called my wife after the last set of tapings for Bound for Glory. And the shows were beyond packed. The locker room, it's such a good vibe. It's a good spot for someone to, get their feet wet, or B, come back and reinvent themselves. And I'm happy that Impact has given me the opportunity to do so. I'm going to be there for a little while. But the reason I signed Impact is, well, if I wanted, I could work for New Japan Pro Wrestling, or hell, I can go to Mexico and work for AAA if I wanted to, or if I really felt the need, I can go and reclaim my television title back at the NWA, or maybe show up at AEW and beat someone's ass. You never know where you're going to see outlandish Zicky Dice, and I'm going to keep you on your toes. So here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to give you a little bit of Zicky Dice stock, everybody watching, and you're going to follow this journey and you're going to say, damn, he told me so.
It sounds like it crosses a lot of boxes off for you, not only just on the entertainment side, but the wrestling side, of course, right? Because, yes. Like, you do the interview with Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com, and you say AEW is the goal. And then, of course, talking with WrestleZone, and you bring up New Japan even with them, too. So it's just sounded like it crosses off a lot of those for you.
Yes, yes. I did have all my eggs in one basket. I really wanted to work for AEW. And there's tons of interviews where I've said that straight up. And it looks like I got to put the blinker on and take the long road. I mean, it's still on my to-do list, right? My deep down is to wrestle in front of the masses. I know what I'm capable of, and I don't even think that Impact knows what they just signed. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this all plays out and unfolds over the next few years.
Yeah. Was there any hesitation in signing a contract again after how maybe your previous contract experience went?
Oh, absolutely. MLW offered me a contract. Impact shortly after me a contract after. I was in talks with WWE for a little bit here and there. So I was just kind of just floating, you know, floating in this abyss. And it's a mental hell, I'll be honest with you. I'm seeing my friends getting scooped up left and right, going here, going there, and my phone hasn't rang yet. And I knew deep down, like I said earlier, what I'm capable of and what I can do. And I knew if I just kept working hard and stayed on track that it would happen eventually. And so, you know, gave my lawyer Max a call, and we went over all these contracts, and we sat and decided what was best for Zicky. And it looked like Impact Wrestling was best for Zicky at that time.
When you signed with them, did you know you'd be working with Brian Myers? Was that maybe like a convincing factor for you, or did that come later and you grew to love it through your time there, I suppose?
I had no idea what I was going to be doing coming into Impact. I know I was asked like a few how I would like to be brought in and what they thought. And, you know, Brian was looking for some new students under the learning tree. And hell, if that's how I get my foot in, then that's how it's got to be done. So we'll see what happens next. You know, I'm packing up by the time this is released. I'll actually be on a flight on my way to Las Vegas for the next set of Impact tapings. And, you know, I think things are going to get outlandish here soon.
You love to hear it, man. They've already gotten a little outlandish. I hope you've recovered from the hangover you had on the last edition of Impact Television.
You know?
Maybe I was going to say, maybe I should be talking a little quieter through this interview and should have checked on that first, hey?
No, it's okay. We'll feel all right. You know, the drink's already poured. We'll get that taken care of after the interview.
Good. Good to hear. Hair of the dog, right? What is it you love about working with Brian Myers then so far, right? You hear about the great work he's done in training and you see him on Impact over the last year and a bit, and he's just fantastic at what he does, but straight from the dice's mouth, I suppose, rather than the horses. What have you enjoyed about it?
Other than him slapping me all the time, and sometimes he's a little mean to me off the bat, you know, and I just sit and take it for a little bit and I just observe what goes on around. But as long as his losing record doesn't wash off on me, I think we'll be all right. But I'm able to learn. I'm able to learn a lot from Brian. He's a knowledgeable guy, and he has great chicken wings on his bus.
Slip that one in there as like the real reason it kicks off, hey? I want to transition a little bit because we do have a couple of fan questions, and I always want to make sure I do right by the fans when they're sending stuff in. This one's from Zach Ralph. He says, before the NWA went on the hiatus, was there any concrete creative plans for your reign as television champion? Because you've talked again about the Crockett Cup stuff and maybe plans with Ricky Starks, but never really anything specifically on the TV title end.
No, that's all I really knew. I know that Ricky and I were supposed to win a few matches in the Crockett Cup or win the Battle Royal and end up teaming up together, even though we hated each other. And I was really looking forward to that. So I'm sure it would have led into some stuff with Ricky, a few title defenses here. And hell, if I was still there, I'm sure I'd still have the title to this day.
Yeah. Now, because of maybe how the reign ended, just because of course, you know, COVID, this little thing that maybe you may have heard of as well. Are there maybe any like specific goals of a championship itself and Impact is like the redemption for that? Or what are your goals moving forward there?
You know, these champions, that's what says you're the best of the damn place. So I'd be a fool not to have championship gold on my mind. I'd be a fool. The X Dice Vision, you know, the Impact world title. I want them all. I want them all. Or hell, maybe hold a title in one of these other organizations and just carry it around with me everywhere I go.
Yeah. The Outlandish Paradise Championship.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone's got a damn target on their back. Nobody's safe. Nobody is safe.
Zika now, of course,
do well with others.
Completely fair, man. Now, obviously, that would lead me to believe that, you know, the dream matches, quote unquote, would be the champions of respective promotions. But let's put those ones aside for a bit. They're the obvious answer. Now, is there maybe anybody else that you're looking to work with, whether Impact, AEW, New Japan, or even on the independent scene at this point that you haven't yet?
Sure. I'd love to work Jake something. That's one. I'd love to get my hands on Ricky Starks again. There's a list, and it's literally anybody and everybody. I want them all. I want the best. I want the worst. I want them all. And I want to prove that I can go. And I think this is my time to really show the world what I'm capable of. They're going to all soon be under hypnosis because this is a sick, sick game. You know, you're not cool until the wave says that you're cool, even though I've been cool. So the choice is yours.
Well, you've already proven you're cool. You don't need to prove you're cool again and again and again.
I feel like I still do. If I'm not pushing the limits, you can't get comfortable and get complacent.
That's completely
fair. That's how you get left in the dust. You got to keep saying. And that's
completely fair. Maybe then, are there any other forms of entertainment you're looking to get into that you haven't done? Like you mentioned, you're a Swiss Army knife. Are there maybe any tools that you haven't busted out yet? Or maybe some that you're looking to add to the repertoire?
Sure. I'd love to add an acting role. I'd like to get my SAG card. That'd be nice, you know, and join the Actors Guild and get cheap health insurance. That'd be great. I'm on November 30th at I think 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm hosting the Zicky Dice Show on Twitch, which is like a Jerry Springer type show that I host. So I'm really looking to up my Twitch game, my YouTube game, and really stay on creating this content because I live quite the life and it's a damn shame if I don't share that with everybody at home. I want everyone to live vicariously through me. So that's what I'm trying to get out there, but definitely I'd say some acting roles in my future.
Well, for what it's worth, you've got at least my favorite Indeed commercial out there online.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you found it maybe like hard to be that outlandish online, or maybe really put yourself out there like that? Or has it sort of been just like a duck to water as far as it goes for you?
Most of the time it's like a duck to water, I'll be honest, but it's, I do get burnt out, you know, especially like I don't stream many video games online. That's I'm just being outlandish Zicky Dice. And it's just, you gotta stay motivated. I just took a recent break and just moved into a new house, currently building a new studio, which we're talking in right now. And really trying to pump out the content now and kick it up as much as possible.
As far as that goes, where have you maybe found you've grown? Because, you know, by no means have I gotten a front page Twitch stream at this point. But, you know, even I've had my trials and tribulations. Where have you maybe found it as a guy who grew pretty exponentially? Let's get real here as far as streaming and that goes.
Yeah, I'd say Twitch, man. If it wasn't for Thunder Rosa messaged me. She's like, look, you got to get on one of these websites, whether it's YouTube or Instagram, and just stick to one and commit. And it was literally that next day that Twitch reached out to me and said, hey, why don't you bring Zicky to Twitch? And I said, I don't play video games that much. He said, cool, how creative can you be? And in a short time, I started off as a Twitch partner right off the bat. We landed a front page stream that was on Twitch with the average of like 25,000 live every week. And I was able to host a game show on Twitch and worked my way through the office. And if it wasn't for all those opportunities, I wouldn't be able to present Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise, presented by Twitch, you know? So, I've earned a lot of trust, on the platform, and, I bleed purple, man. They asked me from time to time, like, oh, are you ever going to leave Twitch? I'm like, no, I am definitely not going to leave Twitch. Look, they sent me this nice beanie. And this nice Twitch, what's this thing called? My wife, I don't know.
Tumblr, I think. Yes, coffee. Yes. I just call it a coffee mug.
Yeah, you know. And thank you, Twitch. Like they sent me the nice stuff like that. And last year, they sent me a pair of Air Force Ones with the Twitch logo on them. So I'm grateful for Twitch. It's opened up a lot of doors for me and meeting other creators and taking Zicky to the next level. And you know, got to take my fanny pack off to him.
Well, you'll love to hear it, especially as a guy who wants to watch you take a bath in honey on one of your streams. Yes, you would like to hope that that's being supported, because I can't imagine that was easy to clean up, whether personally or whether the tub itself.
Yeah, that was like on hour 24 of my 24-hour stream I've done. I don't know if I'll do one of those ever again, but you know, you never know what you're going to see at twitch.tv/ZickyDice.
Well, and I was going to give you, and I will give you an opportunity again to plug where people can keep up with you, not only on Twitch, but otherwise. But I do have to close it out with the one fan question that I couldn't find a nice little segue for in the middle of the conversation. If you were forming a band exclusively consisting of pro wrestlers, who would be in it? And they made sure to specify, by no means do they need to have like musical talent. You don't have to pick people in bands.
Well, there's a few people that I know that jam, like Rich Swann plays a nasty guitar. Chris Bay plays a good guitar. Brody King is in a hardcore band. Manders plays in a pop punk band. Oh man, who would I have in this band though? Chris Dickinson plays drums. I'm trying to see, do I know any wrestling bass players? I feel like those are the first ones that come to mind, because like anything else I do, I want it to be the best. So although someone may look pretty and may think they can sing, I'd rather get someone that I know that can. I don't know. I know I've heard some people sing too, and I'm drawing a blank now.
You're not putting yourself in the slot.
Of course I'd be in the band. Of course. I'd love to. I've been talking about starting another band for a while, and I'd love to play an instrument, like sing backup. I'd love to have like a female fronted band, like kind of sound
cool.
Ish, you know?
Yeah, man.
So we'll see what happens there. I've also talked about doing a solo project for a little bit and just releasing some Zicky Dice music. So we'll see what happens there.
Would you ever consider doing your own theme song? Because there's a couple like Joe.
Of course I would. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's make it happen. Let's get all those guys on it. We've got a 3 guitar player, female fronted Zicky Dice backed Chris Dickinson drummed band coming your way to an entrance near you. And I can't wait. But until that happens, let's hope we can make it happen for Outlandish Paradise. Give me yet another great reason to tune in. But until then, friend, you've said it a couple of times, but here is the full floor for you. Where can people keep track of Outlandish Zicky Dice?
Well, let's start off with January 15th, 2022. Twitch presents Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise live at twitch.tv/ZickyDice. And also, if you're thinking about joining in person, you can pick up tickets from Tixr, T-I-X-R.com, or head to ZickyDice.com. And I made it nice and simple for you to follow me. It's at Zicky Dice on every piece of social media out there, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. And I want to thank you, Spencer, for having me here today.
Man, the thanks is all mine. It's an absolute blast. It's always nice when a guest lives up to their reputation of their outlandishness. And my friend, you certainly did in the most positive of ways. I can't wait to do it again. Hopefully we'll get some of those nice little talent announcements on the next ones. But we got to save the scoops for later.
They're coming.
On
they're that. Coming. Buckle up. Buckle up and hold on tight because they're coming, baby. I promise you.
Well, friends, tune in here to Love Wrestling if you want to keep up to date on that. But if you aren't already following Zicky Dice, you should be. Get on top of that because there's lots great coming, and not just in the world of professional wrestling. If you want to follow us here at Love Wrestling, we made it easy as well. You can follow us wherever videos are viewed or audio is played at Love Wrestling CA. If you want it all in one fell swoop, just put a dot in the middle of Love Wrestling and that CA. You'll get all of those videos, audios, articles, whatever else we might be coming up with in the next little bit. Make sure you tune in on January 15th at the very damn least. I'll be in the chat there tuning into some great professional wrestling put on. That gentleman on my, well, I guess right. I don't know what side. I might have screwed that up. On whichever side he's on, here on the old Zoom channel, I've been Spencer Love. Thanks for tuning in, friends. We'll see you on the next one.